Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court scrutinizes laws protecting women in sports. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
It's just hard to believe we're at this point in our culture where two laws that protect women in sports, women who have worked their entire lives and to get to where they are, to compete, and then now you have males to say, oh, well, I identify as a female, so I should be able to join you. So fortunately, there are two laws, Idaho and West Virginia, that are banning these males from participating in female sports. And so the high court recently heard the oral arguments in these two cases.
Yeah, one of the cases is Little versus Hecox. That's the Idaho case regarding a 2020 law called Fairness in Women's Sports Act. And the other is the West Virginia versus BPJ. And that involves a West Virginia law passed in 2021 called Save Women's Sports Act, both of which protect the safety and opportunities of female athletes by banning biological males from female competitive sports. And that involves public schools as well as universities. The argument was held recently before the United States Supreme Court. The questions by some of the justices was interesting, and some of the responses were even more interesting.
But I mean, isn't this common sense?
It was designed to protect women to provide opportunities.
And get scholarships and...
Well, speaking of scholarships, for example, you know, Title IX was designed to give women a place in sports, but now men are taking those opportunities away from these women. I have a list here of a number of different kinds of situations. Becky, I put in that quote, unquote, Pepper Jackson, won the girls Harris County, West Virginia shot put championship. Now, this particular person was actually one of the plaintiffs in the West Virginia lawsuit, a male winning the shot put championship. Veronica Garcia, these are new names that they wanted to be called by, won the Washington's 400-meter run state championship 2 years in a row. Another male won the state high school jump title in 2025 California High School Championship, beating his female competitors by 8 feet. 8 feet? That's a long distance. Another individual won the Oregon's 200-meter high school track championship. Another one in 2019, national championship for the bench press in the super heavyweight division. You can go on and on. Remember Leah Thomas won the NCAA Division 1500-meter freestyle swimming national championships against Riley Gaines. You go on and on. There are about 600 different scenarios that I could list.
600 women.
Where women were beat by men in women's sports.
600 women have lost 890 medals nationwide in 29 sports. Think about that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And some of them have been seriously and even permanently injured. There's one girl who was on a volleyball team and received a spiked volleyball to the head so hard that caused her to have a concussion and permanent damage. And it was spiked by an opposing team member that was a male on the female volleyball team. So this poses some significant risk of injury. It gives an unfair competitive advantage. And it also invades their private spaces. And there's a lot of situations in like that. And in fact, in one of the cases, just the day before the oral argument, there was a press conference that was held with regards to one of the plaintiffs in the case that had supposedly exposed and or made some real inappropriate remarks in the locker room, dressing room to the girls. And that was brought up by some of the girls. This is just totally inappropriate. And so, you know, the Idaho attorney and the ACLU attorney in the West Virginia case representing the male individuals that wanted to invade female sports, they both were asked questions about the definition of sex. under the law. And for example, the Chief Justice John Roberts asked a question, says, quote, "You're arguing here there is discrimination on the basis of sex. And how can we decide that question without knowing what sex in Title IX means? It has to mean something," Roberts said. No, he was asking about the definition of sex in Title IX, which is a federal law. And the ACLU attorney says, well, I don't think that it's supposed to be defined in the federal law. And that's not what federal law really is important. Well, he's saying his client is discriminated on the basis of sex. What does sex mean in the law? Obviously, when they drafted it in 1972 and it was passed and signed into law in 1972, it meant something. Obviously, what it means is a biological male and a biological female.
Yeah, but, you know, in the culture today, we use these other words. And so it's troubling to me, like, what some of the justices were saying or questioning. For example, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she questioned the Boise Solicitor General that Idaho's law treats sex and gender identity differently. She said, and I quote, "It treats transgender women," which is males,
a man, pretending to be a woman,
right, differently than cis women, which is a woman, doesn't it? And he noted that the law treats the sexes equally because it bans males from female teams, regardless of their gender identity. I mean, that's just common sense. No men in female sports.
Right. They can identify whatever they want to. They can identify to be a furry. But it says that boys play in boys' sports, girls play in girls' sports, and there's a reason for that distinction because of a competitive advantage that the boys would have over
right.
the girls in those particular sports.
But it's troubling to me, these justices, for example, Sotomayor, she mentioned in referring to the biological male, she said she doesn't want to be the one male excluded. Really?
Yeah, she doesn't
really?
Want to be the one male. Isn't that kind of a
oxymoronic? This is a justice on the highest court?
Well, remember during the confirmation hearing, she said she couldn't define woman.
That was Jackson.
I know.
But this is Sotomayor.
Oh, this is Sotomayor.
Yeah,
that's
Sotomayor
right.
said this. Yeah.
Jackson said that during the confirmation hearing, she couldn't define what a woman is
right.
because she's not a biologist.
Right.
Well, you don't need to be a biologist to define what a woman or a man is. It's pretty obvious.
But you see what it becomes a political game when they use all these terms?
Well, it's very disturbing that we're even at this point where you have to pass a law that says boys play on boys' sports teams, girls on girls, and boys can't be in the locker room of girls, for example. But that's what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're challenged. About half of the states right now, actually more than half of the states, about 27 to 30 states have laws that ban men or boys in female sports. So the impact of this case when it's coming down later this year, no later than the last week of June 2026, will have a significant impact not only on Idaho, but also on West Virginia and on the other states. God forbid if the court were to strike these laws down. I can't tell for a fact which way the court is going. I am leaning to the fact that says they're going to uphold the laws. It seems as though there is at least five justices that would be in favor of upholding the laws. I think it was absurd that neither one of them could define sex. And one of the attorneys for one of these boys suggested to the effect that perhaps if you took drugs like puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, then you should be allowed to participate as a boy in a girl's sports. But if you didn't take the drugs, perhaps you shouldn't be allowed to participate because you'd have a competitive advantage. Whereas if you took the drugs, that competitive advantage is taken away. So are we going to rate people based upon competitive advantage?
Right.
Therefore, we're going to allow you to compete? How do we know? Let's just follow common sense. How about it? You know, back in 1972, what did Congress intend I can guarantee you they weren't saying in their minds, you know what, I think this applies to a boy who wants to pretend to be a girl.
No.
They're saying, this is pretty common. Sex is sex. It means male and female, and everybody knows what that is. Continue to pray for this case. We filed briefs in both of these cases before the United States Supreme Court. A decision will come down sometime before the end of June. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/protectkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.